Big thanks again. You had it going on there in Aledo. All the Hank fans that came by, Big Tom's
Storage.
Not Little Tom's.
No.
Or Tom Tom.
And it is monster. I mean, it's like this huge facility, and then they're building another 37 along the back.
Because, you know, people are moving to Aledo, turns out.
Yeah.
Gotta have a place to
come
put
on
stuff.
Over.
And, of course, where there is a grand opening, well, that usually means there's a Chamber of Commerce. And very large ribbons and scissors, and I'll be darned if...
Getting to know you.
Aww.
While they were armed with sharpened shears, you were out there armed with a microphone. And I believe you spoke with Paul from the chamber?
Oh, yeah, I had to.
Easily identifiable?
Break it down.
Because they were all, matching unison?
Yeah, they all had their matching blazers.
Whoa.
Which, I mean, I don't think that, I don't really go with sport coat anymore. They're blazing a trail in their red blazers.
Were they selling you from Coldwell Banker or something like that, or no?
No, it was from First Financial Bank.
All right, well, here is.
Good things to say.
The blazered man himself.
You look like a dignitary. You look very grown up. You have a red blazer.
I do have a red blazer. I'm representing Parker County Chamber of Commerce, the five-star Parker County Chamber.
It's a five-star?
It is a five-star.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you, like, dish? Like, who's, like, the two-star, one-star chambers out there?
We don't know those people. We don't associate with them.
Hello, Aledo.
Aledo, Texas, yes. Title town.
So tell me, I watched someone cut the ribbon with the big scissors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have to go through, like, training to do all that, or how does any of that work?
We give them about a 10-second training tutorial before they cut the ribbon, yes.
So do you get to do this all the time?
Pretty much. We did 68 ribbon cuttings in 2025, and we're planning to probably have over 80 this year.
80? Oh, my gosh. Yes. Do you, like, have a picture of you and the big scissors?
I do not, no.
You don't?
No.
Have you thought about it?
I have.
Okay, well.
Now.
Paul's going to go update his Facebook avatar and LinkedIn profile.
We've got some AI for that.
Speaking of the big scissors, it, I guess, fell upon Tanya to then actually do the cutting?
Oh, she was handling business.
All right.
Her name is Tanya, and she is handling business out here today. You got to use the big scissors.
I did. They were heavy, too.
Really? How heavy were they?
They were pretty heavy. I was very surprised. I didn't realize just that they used real scissors. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people, and we're so grateful for everybody that came out and everybody that is still coming out. We still have people coming in and out.
So did you supply your own ribbon, or does Parker County Chamber bring it? Like, what's the inside scoop?
They brought it. They even signed it.
Wow.
And left it for us and put a little piece of it on the door. They said it's good luck.
Paul from the chamber told me that he gave you a 10-second tutorial on the scissors. Is that true?
He did. He did.
Okay.
And he made sure to let me know they were very, very sharp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's good.
So what I wasn't ready for was the big pop afterwards.
That was the chambers. Their confetti cannon.
So any dignitary tips now that you've, like, hung out with all the people in the red blazers?
I just feel very special and very honored that they came out and that you guys are out. It's just been a really great day. It's been a lot of time and effort preparing for today, and I think it went off without a hitch.
There we go.
She's got a big future in politics. That girl's going places.
They had a confetti cannon,
they
too?
They did.
The Parker County Chamber?
Yeah, that didn't throw me in for a little bit of an emotional loop. No. I was looking around for DJ Clue. Come on, man.